मुकुंदा
जया जया
माधव दई ते राधे हे राधे जय जय माधव दई ते
tomorrow, you should be ready with any kirtan that you like. First practice and then. Oh, he is doing well. But your this instrument is not going with him. Oh, this is the defect. Oh. In any raga-ragini, all instruments should add. They should sing like
Radhikaya Tadale Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Nama Vancha Kalpataru Vyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhayivacha Patitanam Pamanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Nama Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurati
We are discussing about bhakti, the gradation of bhakti, and the gradation of bhakta too, and gradation of Krishna Tattva, manifestation of Krishna. Three things going on. Now, you know that Dhruva, his bhakti is bhakti, but there is some defect. Annabhilas. After we came to Kapil Devahuti, some defect. Then we are discussing about the bhakti of Prahlad Maharaj. Bharat is discussed. He was pure bhakti, no doubt, but not continued, uninterrupted. So in his third birth, he completed it. And then we are coming to Prahlad Maharaj. Last night you heard the instructions of Hiranyakashipu to the family men of Hiranyaksha. You know that he was very learned in Veda Shastra, like Ravana, very much learned all the Vedas in his throat. But yet he was doing. Because he was against of Hari. So anyone in this world, whether he be human or anyone, if he is against of Hari Krishna, then he is surely a demon. We should try to be careful from these demons. Nowadays, at first, there were two, three demons. Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, Raman, Meghnad, Kumbh. But nowadays, everywhere in every country, everywhere there are demons. Without any reason, they want to destroy whole world. So you should be careful. And how? By chanting names. In the guidance of any soul. Now, Hiranyakashipu has a son and his name was Prahlad. But yet, though there were a relation of father and son, but there was some difference of opinion. They are quarreling means Hiranyakashipu was doing. But that, though Hiranyakashipu was a demon, but Prahlad Maharaj was Shura Devata. It is very wonderful thing that a son of a demon is now a very high class of devotee or devata. But it became so. He liked Prahlad Bhakti because he was very intelligent. Very, very intelligent. So he was given to his school of Sandamark. Really it was given, he was given to the Parsala school of Shukracharya. But he was absent, so his son, Sandamar, that is him. Sanda means very big bull. And bull means very lusty, very dangerous. So like mad bull. What was it saying? Amarka. Amark. Ark means light, where there is no light. So both were not in light. They have no Atma Vijna. But he ordered them, oh, you should teach my boy dharma, artha, kam, pancha, and especially politics. How to defeat enemies, how to make kingdom, or how to hide a truth by diplomacy. They tried hard. For some time, after some time, he returned to home, and his mother decorated and Hiranyakashipu, that son, in his lap, and began to ask Prahlad, you are very intelligent. I like you. Can you say what you have taught in your school? What is best? You should tell me. After that, what Prahlad Maharaj answered and what became, Sriman Madhava Maharaj will speak first in brief. And after that, in brief, the history of Prahlad Maharaj. Satisfied by hearing.
ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्यज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितमेन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
सो श्री गुरुदेव ऑर्डर मी टू डिस्कस अबाउट द टीचिंग्स ऑफ प्रह्लाद महाराज स्पेशली लर्निंग समथिंग इन हिज गुरुकुल हेडेड बाय संडा एंड अमरक यू हैव हर्ड from Gurudev's lotus leaf just now, who is Sanda and Amarka. Both are very passionate and furious. So how they can teach one devotee is quite impossible. If they try to at the level best to teach something to devotees, devotee must take another philosophy, not will be trained by them. So when Prahlad Maharaj came back to royal palace, Mother Kayadhu dressed him nicely and sent him to his father. Hiranyakashipu kissed him and took him on his lap and caressing his head asked, oh my dear son, which you have learned from your school? Then Prahlad Maharaj replied, Tap sadhu manne asurabarja dehi nam sada samudvigna dhiyam asatak grahat Hitvatma patam griyamandha kupam banam ratoja dharimasraye. tat sadhu mannei asura varja dehinam. Oh, the best of demon. Here he is addressing his father not as a father, addressing best of all demons. Who is demon? Who is against of Hari, Guru and Vaishnavas. They are demon. So his best of demon means he is dead against of Hari, Guru and Vaishnav. Hiranyakashipu was thinking, oh, he is praising me so much, but it is not praise at all, one kind of abuse. Like sugar-coated medicine, but bitter but sugar-coated. Similarly, he is telling Asura Varja Dehinam, who has body and bodily conception always, they are in this category. So Prahlad Maharaj is telling, you are best among all of them. Asura Varja Sada Samudvigna Dhiyam Asada Grahat. They are always very awry and in anxiety. But what purpose? Asada Grahat. To take Asat Vastu means unreal substance. Hitvadma Patam Griyamanda Kupam. Who are always busy for this or busy for accepting unreal substance. Where are they? That is the cause of their self, their suicide. So it will be better for me, and I think this is the best, to give up that place and go to jungle or forest and do Hari Bhajan. This is the best. Hittatma patam grihamanda kupam. Griha is two types. One is griha means center. If Krishna is center, then called grihastha. If Krishna is not center, then the household are called griha medhi. So being in household life, who is doing bhajan, they are grihastha bhakta. And who is not doing bhajan, only center is the family entertainment, they are griha medhi. So Prahlad Maharaj is telling, who is not doing bhajan, only eat, drink and be merry, for them, their house is like Hittvadma Patam, means the place of to kill his own self, own soul. They have to give up that place, have to go to Bon, means jungle or forest. What is that Bon? Vrindavan, Navavan means Navadip, etc. So Acharyas, they explain in this slok that what is Andhakup? Andhakup means blind well. One king went for hunting with his big armies. Somehow or other, he was chasing a jungle boar, and he ran so fast the jungle boar. He chased him and he separated from his army and ministers. At last, he saw one ferocious tiger running towards him. Without any mean, how to save his life? He saw nearby there is a oil, he jumped on that oil. How? There is some trees, he hung the twigs and went to down the oil. As soon as he went to down the oil, he saw so many snakes are hissing. Oh my God, if I go down, then I will die by snake bite. If I come upstairs, the top of the oil, then tiger will follow me. So both sides is danger. The top of the well and down to the well. What shall I do now? He was hanging in the middle. In the meantime, he noticed two rats came out of a hole and started gnawing the branches. And in the meantime, noticed one some very interesting. When he was jumping, at the time, there are so many branches. This one branch was full of beehive. He was jolted a little bit. So honey was dropping just through his nose, nearly his nose. Seeing the drop of honey, he could not check himself. He is surrounded by midst of danger. Yet, he took out his tongue and start to licking the honey. Oh, so sweet, so sweet. But he forgot completely, then he is surrounded by danger. If he not come up or not go down, the rafts are cutting the branches, he bound to go down. Or if not so, how long he can hang? He feel pain for his arms are bound to go down. So what is the significance of all these things? The tree denotes for our life duration. The rat, one black rat and white rat, they're cutting the branches means day rat denotes daytime and black rat denotes night time. So by day and night, one day, 1 week, 1 fortnight, 1 month, 6 months, 1 year, by this way, we are passing our lifetime. So we are going to running towards our death. Oh, how old you are here? I am 60 years, means I pass 60 years, I am towards my death. My death is nearby. And what is that tiger? The personification of death. Who has taken birth in this world? They bound to die. Today or tomorrow, jatasai dhruva mrittu dhruvang janma mitasacha. Who has taken birth? They bound to die. Who has died, he will take birth again. So this cycle will moving on and on. Unless until not do bhajan, it never be stopped. And the snakes, they are full of problem. This material world, everybody's life full of problem. If you do bhajan, then you can come out from this problem. Otherwise, there's problem and problem. So this material world full of problems and danger. So if you take shelter of bona fide Gurudev and do bhajan, then your life will be successful. And what is that honey? Honey means the pot, momentary happiness in this material world. You are very busy for your business, for your job. You went for your job or business. You have some difference of opinion with your boss, or some party has come for to deal with in your business. The difference of opinion, you are very sad. When you come back, you are very sad. And as soon as you entered, your kid came and unbroken language tell, "Dad, Dad, may I have a candy, please?" Hearing this, your heart became melt and you kiss him and you forget all your sorrows and suffering. So this is the honey, this is the momentary happiness of this material world. If you want to be happy permanently, then you have to must have to do bhajan under guidance of bona fide Gurudev and Vaishnavas. Hearing this, Hiranyakashipu thought, oh, from where he learn all these things? He asked Sanda and Amarka, from where he learning all these things? Any sadhus are coming in your school in disguise? Well, no. He's a small boy, he naturally tell all these things. Don't worry, we shall take care. Then Hiranyakashipu sent him to Gurukul again. After few months, when he came, again Mother Kayadhu dressed him nicely and sent to Hiranyakashipu. Again Hiranyakashipu asked him, "Oh Prahlad, which thing you have learned in your school?" The principal, Sanda and Amarka, used to train him hypocrisy, duplicity, how to cheat others, how to make money, as soon as well as Prahlad Mahārāja and his associates. They used to tell, money is better than honey. Money is sweeter than honey. If there is no honey, your life will be funny, then you will be canny. So money is sweeter than honey. By this way they trained him, but Prahlad Maharaj never listened anything about this. So Prahlad Maharaj replied his father. Prahlad Maharaj replied his father, "Sabanam kirtanam visno smaranam padasevanam arsanam bandhanam dasa sakham atmanivedanam iti pungsar pita visno bhaktisthana valakhana kred bhagavatam dhatan manni adhitam uttamam." What is the best thing? Sabanam kirtanam visno. Sabanam means to hear harikatha. At first, you have to be in good association. I have to hear from Vaishnav and Gurudev. After that, you can do kirtan. If you are not doing any sabhan, then you are not qualified to do perfect kirtan. So must Shravana is necessary in beginning stage. And not only beginning stage, you have to listen always from your superior. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam. And I have to remember about Vishnu and his pastimes and his associates. And Padasevanam, I have to do Dham Parikrama, like Navadvip Dham Parikrama, Brajamandal Dham Parikrama, Jagannathpuri Dham Parikrama, etc. Padasevanam Archanam means worship for Gaur Godadhar or Gaur Nityananda Prabhu or Divine Kapil. Archanam Bandhan means prayer, like he used to do Munindra Vrinda Vanditen, etc. Dasya Sakkamatma Nivedanam. He is my master, I am his servant. And he is my friend, I am his friend. Like this way, we have to surrender himself completely. Then it will be bhakti. But iti pungsar pita Vishnu, you have to surrender at first the lotus feet of Vishnu. Can we surrender ourselves directly to the lotus feet of Vishnu? So why Prahlad Maharaj told iti pungsar pita Vishnu? Vishnu means that two Vishnus are here. One is Ashray, another is Vishay. One is Ashray Bhagavan, another Vishay Bhagavan. Ashray Bhagavan is Gurupad Padma, and Vishay Bhagavan is Swayam Bhagavan Krishna or Mahaprabhu. So at first you have to surrender, at first you dedicate the lotus feet of Ashray Vishnu. If you do so, then it will be bhakti, otherwise not possible. So Prahlad Maharaj told, iti pungsar pita Vishnu. You have to offer yourself in the lotus feet of Gurupad Padma. If you then do bhajan and shravan kirtan, that will be okay, otherwise not. Kriyate bhagavata dhatanna nitam uttamam, then you will be uttama bhakti, otherwise not possible. Hearing this, Hiranyaka Shipu said, how come he became completely against our philosophy? Maybe he is Chandanavane Kutharo Ayam. He is our dynasty like sandalwood forest, and he is the handle of a axe to cut of the jungle. Vishnu want to use him as a handle of an axe. If you want to cut a tree by axe, handle is needed. Then handle will be made by tree, of a branch of a tree. Thorn tree. So Prahlad is like this. So somehow or other you have to punish him. So Hiranyakashipu tried at his level best to kill Prahlad Maharaj, but he became unsuccessful. What happened after that? We shall hear from other speakers. Hare Krishna. Banchagalpataru Vasati Pasandu Bhayavasa Paritana.
Hearing this slok, Sravanam Kirtanam, Hiranyakashipu became so angry. He became hot and red. And he tried to kill, but he could not. He asked Sandamark, why you have taught him like this? I will punish, it may be that I will cut your head. Oh, they began to tremble. And they replied, oh sir, we have not trained him like this. But Balvayam Bhatati Nai Sargati. By nature, he is speaking so. You can ask from him where he learned, whether we taught him or from anywhere he else taught. Then he asked Prahlad, where you learned? If your Gurudev, Guru Chandamark, had not taught you, then from where? Is it true? Otherwise I will kill you. Then Prahlad began to answer. And what answer he gave? Pundarik. Oh, first. You? No? Why no? Please? Ambarish. You should answer what I am telling. Why Ambarish and why Chitraketu and why? Be complete. You should complete the course. Or don't divide like this. Can you say anything about this? What he told? Prahlad. What is the question? What I told, what is the question? And what was answer? You are not old person, you should. You should come. Be ready. You.
Anjanasarakaya Chakshunekam Janathasvai Sri Rehma Samkroti Vachalam Bhangam Langai Sriyam Yakripatam Mahamadei Sikam.
Only one is slow.
Even a fool can recite beautiful poetry with the mercy of Buddha.
More louder, please.
So, after hearing from Sandamarka that they had not instructed Prahlad on these transcendental subject matters, that it was his nature to recite these things and to be absorbed in remembrance of Krishna as Supreme Lord, which struck so much terror in the heart of Hiranyakashipu, and he was so much lamenting that his son, who he wanted to instruct very nicely and learn all the arts of diplomacy, etc., that was spoken about, and to become a very exalted demon like his father. Prahlad Maharaj replied that he had heard, fortunately, by the lotus lips of his spiritual master, Srila Narada Muni.
No, no. Then it will be everything wrong.
Please
sit down and hear. Thank you.
Perfection is to be a fool in front of the Guru.
For other day you should be ready. For Harikatha. You should always be ready. For Harikatha. Don't be hopeless. Oh, you Prabhu. After that you can see Prabhu.
Om Jnana Simanandasya Jnanjana Sivakaya.
Now you can see the book.
So, earlier on, just before coming back to Hiranyakashipu, the teachers had tried to trick Prahlad Maharaj. Said, "Oh, Prahlad, where have you learned all these things from?" And their motive was, when we find out who this is, then we'll tell it to Hiranyakashipu and he can capture that Vaishnava. We'll get the credit for having destroyed this infiltrator. So, Prahlad Maharaj, he was just saying, "I am amazed. I have heard that those who are in illusion consider that there are friends and enemies, when actually we are all the eternal servants of Krishna. But now I'm seeing it with my own eyes."
Narad?
This was, and
don't take the name of Narad here.
No, that was not Narad.
Go.
He said, "My consciousness is attracted to the topics of Krishna and to the lotus feet of Vishnu, just like iron is attracted to the magnet." He said, "It is spontaneous. I don't know where this is coming from, but it is spontaneous." Because Prahlad had actually heard in the womb of his mother from Narada, but not directly. Later he was born and came back to the palace of his father. So this sanskar, or impression, he had received while hearing in the womb of his mother had made him into a very exalted devotee. So at this point now, Hiranyakashipu, as Gurudeva said, his red-hot eyes, this is the second time now he's been disappointed. Now the first time, he laughed. He said, "Oh, what a funny little boy," he's saying, talking like a devotee of my enemy Vishnu. But he was thinking, "Oh, little boys are like that. They can make." So he said, "Now go back and teach him properly." But now he's angry. Now he says, What is this best subject of learning?" He says, "Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu." And now he's very angry. And then he starts to chastise because the teachers have said, We didn't teach him. We don't know. We ask him where he got it from because we didn't teach it to him. They're afraid for themselves, see? Because Hiranyakashipu was thinking they've done it. And they're now enemy agents. So Prahlad says, "Materna Krishne Paratasatova Mitobitajeta Griha Pratanam Ananda Gobir Vishatam Tamishram Punak Punascharvita Charvananam." This is one of the best verses in the Bhagavatam. and our Srila Prabhupada liked this verse very much. So he said, for those who are very, who are griha ratanam, who have taken a vrat, a vow, to what? To be in this griha andakupam that we just heard about from Shripad Madhav Maharaj. So taking a vow to be entangled in the dark well of material life, surrounded by family and friends and money and health, and forgetting all about the goal of life and thinking this is all there is. For those who have taken this vow, their consciousness can never, they can never be attracted to Krishna because they've taken this firm vow. And what is that like? Ananda Gobir Vishitam Tamishram. They are entering deeper and deeper into tamas, into tamishram, into the darkness of hellish life and material existence, birth and death, and sinking lower and lower in the species of life. Punas again, charvita, chewing, charvinanam, that which has already been chewed. So many examples are there. If someone is seeing some chewing gum on the sidewalk, and he's thinking, oh, maybe there's a little flavor left in that, and scraping it up off the sidewalk, and then chewing, a little flavor is left, not bad. So in this way, although we are seeing all around us that people are trying to enjoy in this material world, and even they have all facilities for enjoyment, still they are not happy. We see examples every day. Princess Diana, sometimes Gurudev uses her as an example. Her wedding was watched by 1 billion people on television all over the world. She received the most fabulous gifts and jewels and gems from all the kings of the world, Saudi Arabia, etc. And yet, no happiness, no love, and finally running off and crashing in a car and dying at a very young age. So this is Andatishtamishram, entering the darkest region of ignorance, trying to enjoy again and again. So we're seeing, oh, if only I had money, or if only I could marry Prince Charles, or if only I could marry Princess Di, then I'd be happy. But Prince Charles has tried, he's chewed that. Why would you want to chew it? He didn't find any happiness there. So in this way, Prahlad Maharaj is warning us. Wake up. Don't be an illusion. Look carefully and see what is really going on around you. Everything here is temporary. And I will leave. There are these three verses are very important. The next one and the next one. But Srila Gurudev has asked us to speak short, so I will... Unless he wants me to continue, I will end my discourse here. Hare Krishna.
So, should come and explain next two. But also, he should give an example of Charvit Charvanana.
Actually, when Srimad Madhav Maharaj started speaking, then I was also feeling inspired to follow in his footsteps. And when Srimad Krishna Bhajan Prabhu spoke, and he gave the wonderful understanding of perfection to be full in front of Gurudev, then I was again confused, who shall I follow? And I still couldn't make up my mind, and I was fortunate that Srimad Bhakti Sar Maharaj started speaking, and I went along good, but then he made a pause. So I am kind of in between with what to do. But anyway, I think I'll try to carry out the orders as much as I can. So, Prahlad Maharaj, in his conversation to Hiranyakashipu, he's answering the question, where is the source of his inspiration to worship or to think about worshipping Vishnu? And Shripad Bhaktisar Maharaj quoted this very nice verse, Madirina Krishnehe Paratasvatoba Mitho Vipadjeita Grihit Pratanam Adanta Godhir Vishatata Mishram Punah Punah Charvita Charmananam. And he's also given the example of chewing the chute, but they want to expand it more. And I'll try to repeat the same example that Srila Gurudev often gives, and that's about a dog. The dogs, they're very fond of eating flesh and bones. And sometimes if we notice that there's a bone which has already been eaten by any dog,
then there's no flesh left anymore on this bone. But yet still, because it's dog's habit to eat the bone, so he's trying to chew that bone. And because the bone is hard, so it scratches its gums, and there's some release of blood that mixes with its saliva, and the dog relishes that bone, thinking that actually the juice or that flavor is coming out of that bone. But the fact is completely different. It's actually its own blood which is relishing. So it's enjoying that, but in the meantime, what happens? It's basically more to be seen mainly in India. It's actually everywhere. The phenomena is everywhere, but for dogs, because dogs are openly moving everywhere in India, so once a street dog has got this bone and is trying to chew it and is relishing it, and in the meantime, few other dogs, about 10 other dogs, they see him. They have a glance that, oh, this dog has got this bone and we want to have this bone because we want to enjoy this bone. So they charge, they pounce upon the dog, and what this poor dog can do? 1 against 10. So they bite him all around, and what he can do? He releases that bone, and taking his tail under his hind legs, he runs away from there. Now, will these other 10 or whatever number of dogs will be able to catch that bone? No way, because they're fighting with each other. They're not in harmony. Each one of them wants to enjoy this bone just by himself, not sharing. So there is fight, and in the last, what happens? They all get bitten by each other, and the bone remains there. So this is exactly the situation of all of us, especially those who are not following the path of Krishna consciousness or the path of Shuddha Bhakti. Why? Because they have this conception, the conception which Prahlad Maharaj is talking about, the false conception of life, to think ourselves as bodies, and then be immersed in that all the happenings or all the events which are related either to body or surroundings. All the happiness, distress coming from different engagements of this bodily senses. So they feel sometimes happy and sometimes distressed. But the real thing is that they forget that happiness will not come by trying to enjoy, because that sense to enjoy is always making us forget our position as a servant. What is because serving Krishna, we can even see and analyze that if we try to serve anyone in this material world, then automatically we feel happy when that service has been done without any other selfish motive. For example, you're going and you see some beggar, and that beggar really needs food or clothes, and you provide that person, then you feel some satisfaction in the heart. Or you take care of your children, and then you feel happy. So it's a very perverted, reflected experience of that happiness which can actually make us satisfied, which actually satisfies us. Now when that tendency to serve is reflected, is directed towards serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and his representatives, his pure devotees, then the real happiness fills our heart, and then no more wandering in the material world.